You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds presents the reggaefied sound of Native roots and music from throughout Indian country. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at Rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the irresistible sound of Native roots. Since the mid-90s, fans could rely on the band to electrify audiences with an electrifying live show and put out a worthwhile CD every couple of years. Now, the public is well overdue for a brand new Native roots release. As we speak, the band, made up of Emmett Schemme Garcia and John Williams, are putting the finishing touches on their next release. I had a chance to catch up with John and Schemme of Native Roots, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their 1997 CD Celebrate, here are Native Roots with Gotta Know.
Everything in life, I gotta know when the world's in a better place, cause I'm here. my native brain. Remember what Molly say, then things gonna be okay. I gotta know if the world's in a better place, cause I'm here.
From their 1997 release, Celebrate, that was Native Roots with Gotta Know. Visit the band at their official website, www.nativeroots.net. I had a chance to catch up with Emmett Schemmy Garcia of Native Roots, and here's how. Visit Native Roots at their official website, www.nativeroots.net. From their CD, Place I Call Home, here are Native Roots once again with Blow Smoke. The interview went.
Well, I understand that you guys are in the studio working on a new CD, so how's that coming along?
It's going really good. John Williams, you talked to him. He composes all of the music for the group, and I'll tell you, he's keeping me busy. What he does is he creates the music, well, the basic, then he hands it over to me, and of course I'm the lyricist of the band and vocalist, so but we collaborate too with other band members, and me and John collaborate as well. But for the most part, I come up with all of the melody lines and most of the lyrics. So he's been keeping me busy these last. It's been about a year and a half that we've been working on this, almost 2 years on this new music, and we've been organizing recording sessions. So it's been going really good. We're just recording at the moment, and then the next step, of course, is bringing in musicians and then mixing, and then from there we'll start looking at our final product. So it's going pretty good. I mean, it's a lot of great music so far.
And so, just so I understand it, does the songwriting usually get initiated by him, or is it vice versa? How does that happen?
It happens. He composes all of the music, the actual instrumentation, and then he hands it off to me, and I listen to it, and then I write the lyrics for the song. And then what we do is we go into the studio and we record it. And the good thing about having our own studio is that we're able to take our time and, you know, record and have a listen. And then he'll call me later in the week or so after he listens to it a few times, and he'll suggest, word changing of words or melody lines or try this or try that. And then from there on, we collaborate from that point. And then vice versa with me, with the music, I'll say, oh, that guitar just doesn't sound right, or the drums need, something different. And so we just work as a team, I think. It's just me and him all together, always together, sharing and collaborating.
And what it is, and what is it that you think that John brings to the table, not just music, but personality-wise, that sort of makes this thing work?
Well, he brings all of it, well, through all of his knowledge of reggae music, and then where he comes from, his family and his tribe, the environment he grew up in Tuba City, Arizona, on the Navajo and Hopi reservations. And he brings all of that with him, all of the teachings of living, on the reservation and getting to know the people in his area. And then thereafter moving on for tertiary. His tertiary education was in Phoenix. Playing with all the bands up and down Tempe, all of the bars and pubs, and just learning from all of these musicians from around the world, basically, and just himself as a person. He's really, really down to earth. He's very quiet and humble, and he moves at his own pace. He's never in a rush. He's always just really at peace, and so he most of the music that he composes is respective to who he is as a person. So I know that he puts a lot of effort in and thought into each song, and when I listen to it, I mean, I'm just always amazed at the music he creates.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that start?
Well, music for me, I grew up right here in the Pueblo villages of New Mexico. And as a child, ever since I could walk, my grandmother would take us to all of the tribal festivals, feast days, ceremonies, not only in our community, in our village, but to all of the surrounding communities. And we just grew up listening to the beat of the drum, to the sound of rattles and the singing of songs. And we would spend, you know, a couple of days in various communities with her best friends, and it was just always around all the time. Music was a part of, from the first days I could walk. And as I got older, of course, like any teenager, you know, started listening to, you know, R&B and reggae music, and I knew how to sing as a traditional singer from my village, but I never knew how to do contemporary style singing, kind of like the stuff you hear on the radio. And as I got a little older, I wanted to do that style of singing, so I taught myself to sing and started surrounding myself around bands. As I went to college, I would go and listen in on bands, and I would ask if I could stand in on backup vocals. And it just came naturally for me to play also percussion, because growing up around percussion instruments, you know, I didn't have anybody to teach me anything. I would just pick up a rattle and naturally just have that rhythm in my soul. So when I first met John, he was looking for a reggae singer that was Native American, and I was okay at the time, but I told him that I could do it, and I didn't think I was that great, but he obviously liked my voice, and I was so excited to write music, though. I just always had a dream about writing music, and so when he gave me the first cuts of his compositions, I was like, in one day I wrote four songs, and he was quite shocked by that. And within the next week after we met, we were already recording, so it was just, you know, it was just fate. And I think that since then, we've just been an awesome team.
And with this new album that you're working on, what do you think is different on this album than from previous releases?
I think you can really hear our maturity in the music. When we first started, I felt like we were a bit reckless. I had a lot of things to say when we first started, like any band, you know, just the issues of Native American people, I wouldn't say it was angry, it was just like I needed to say something, we both needed to say something. And, you know, I can see the maturity of our growth in the music we're creating now. It's more of a worldly beat, a more global message, and, yeah, I think for me, I can still too early to really predict what the sound is going to be like, because there's so many other layers that we need to add to this new music. But for the most part, just listening to the initial recordings, it sounds like we have really come a long way, and it's just really a very mature, very global sound.
And talk about live shows. I mean, I've seen you guys live, and you guys are incredible. And you've got that, of course, that incredible stage presence. So,
you have to. You know, it's just high energy. You know, and I love dancing, and just the music just, you know, makes my soul want to dance all the time, and just share that with the audience, and of course, of the audience as well, and try to create music that inspires the people to lift up their arms and get in the mood to dance and just really express how they're, you know, how they're feeling. There be tribulations, just dance them out, dance them away, or take in the blessings of celebrating life together and dancing together, and just, you know, we feed off of each other. So I think every time we perform, even if there's just five people there or 1,000, we always give it our best shot.
It sounds like Native Roots has been quite the musical education for you. I mean, before that, you never wrote music, but, you know, within minutes of meeting John, you did. So, is that a fair statement? Or
yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Well, actually, I can say that before I met John, the singing and the dancing and the composition I was doing was of a traditional Native American song and dance kind of music. It wasn't really like what we do now with the guitars and the drum set and the reggae music. I mean, I've listened to reggae probably my whole life through my uncles on the reservation. They took a liking to Bob Marley back when he was in the late 70s, when he was getting popular. He echoed the voice of many indigenous people around the globe, and our native people, you know, were just as much a part of that. He was echoing the same message that our ancestors did, you know, about his message was blackness awareness or black awareness, and for us it was native awareness. And being through so many atrocities that our native people had gone through through colonization over time, was really inspiring to hear another indigenous person say that it's okay to express who you are as a person, of express your indigeneity. And so when my aunts and uncles were so inspired by that, it inspired all the children as well. And so I just grew up listening to reggae music. It was all I knew. That and our traditional music from our pueblo, from our village, our the songs with the drum. And so prior to the band, prior to John, I would compose songs, of course, in our traditional music from our community, but not like what you hear today. It wasn't until I met him that it actually just took off from there. Yeah.
And how soon can people expect to hear this new CD that you guys are working on? How far away is that?
I would say, let's see, right now it's, I would say by the fall. We keep going on the path that we are on now, which is pretty good. I mean, we have most of the songs recorded. We're probably looking like at around September, October, the latest November for this new CD to come out. Because we plan on working through the summer, really fine-tuning it and bringing all the best musicians, including our band, Native Roots. We always try to include some of the local guys from our community to play on our music, and they also ask us to contribute to their music. There's a lot of people collaborating on the Native American music scene here in Albuquerque.
Right.
And we're all quite supportive of one another, so we always try to include those awesome musicians that are out there. So I'm looking at this summer as really tackling this project, and looking at the fall. And fall is always a good time to release a CD, because the winter's coming and people are, you know, it's kind of a quiet time. So if we have an awesome CD party and just get the word out, I think we get more sales that way, as opposed to the summer when everyone's so busy. Yeah.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard the band's music? What would you like them to think and feel about?
Yeah, every song that we write, all the music that we create, really, really, for us, I know most bands, their mission in creating music or starting a band is to become rich and famous, which is cool. I mean, it's all right if that's what you want. But I think for the most part, for me, for the band, it's just about really, really contributing to the goodness of the earth, just reminding people about Mother Earth, about brotherhood, about sharing, building relationships, and learning about each other's culture, or even making just people feel good, because there's so much negativity in the earth, in the world. Whether it be through the media, through like what's happening now in all these other countries, that through our music we want to inspire people to think well and to treat each other well and to learn about each other. And it's just our way of contributing as much as we can to the goodness of the earth. and the future of an empowerment of Native American people, because, like I said earlier, our people have gone through so much, and, you know, to inspire hope in them and to sing songs about who they are, because stereotypes of Native Americans, you know, through Hollywood images has just been has been detrimental towards who we are as a real people, as a Native American people of today. And through our music, we hope to inspire people we hope to enlighten them about who we are as modern Native people, and utilizing that message that comes from higher power to our ancestors, to us along the generations, to continue for the future. So I think for me, it's really all about that, and sharing our talents and making people happy through our performance, as opposed to riches or fame. You know, that's the kind of the last thing on the list, really. It's about all those things, we take it personal. We know it's a sacrifice, but we're just really looking ahead.
Visit Native Roots at their official website, www.nativeroots.net. From their CD, Place I Call Home, here are Native Roots once again with Blow Smoke.
Don't get angry if things don't go your way. You gotta try to live another day. Some people cannot joke, some people blow smoke, alright. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke, alright. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke, blow smoke. I was walking down the road early one day, saw Indian man walking my way. How's it going, brother? How are you doing today? When next thing you know, he tried to blow me away, trying to blow me away. Some people cannot joke, or people blow smoke, alright. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke, blow smoke. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke, whoa, whoa, alright. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke. Have you ever heard about a woman and her lovely daughter? Daughter wants to marry a man who lives abroad. Mama don't want any of that. She stabs her fond of bang. Mama wants to drink some more. Daddy don't care no more. No more, no more. Away, take it away, away. Blow smoke, blow smoke. Some people cannot joke, some people blow smoke, whoa, whoa, alright. Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke, blow smoke. You wrong. Uncle wanna beat you up. Racist wanna kill you. Bad boy wanna take you down. Gangsters wanna rough you up. Mama on a hit and run. Nephew with a drive-by gun. People wanna see you down. You can't keep a good man down. Away, take it away.
Some people cannot joke, people blow smoke, blow smoke.
Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds. A celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Native Roots, who are currently putting the finishing touches on their forthcoming CD. I had a chance to catch up with John Williams of Native Roots, and here's how that interview went.
Well, I understand that you guys are in the studio working on a new album. How's that coming along?
It's coming along well. I would say that the music is 80% done, and the total production is about 40% done, but that's the way we work. We take our time and we do it right. We listen and we edit and update, and then we finally make a final product. But we take our time on our music.
And so far, considering what's been done, how do you think it's going to be different from previous releases?
Well, you know, one of the things is that we want to take it back to the roots, and so we're, you know, our first album was very basic and rootsy, our second album kind of took it up a level in terms of production, still had a lot of roots, and then our third album took a little twist towards a little bit of jazz in there, along with the roots flavor. And then our fourth album, we want to kind of take it back to the roots without compromising any of the production.
I see. And talk about the genesis of this band. How did it start?
Well, you know, I've been playing reggae music for years, and I moved to New Mexico in the early 90s and put a song on the radio, and there was a big response to that one song, which is Place I Call Home. And then in the process of that response, I was put in touch with Shkimi, who never met before, but they said, you know, he's a Native American vocalist, lyricist, and as far as they knew, he wasn't working with anybody. So I took a step and made a phone call, and we eventually got together. I shared some of my music, and he immediately started writing, and we started recording, and then we put together some musicians that I had been working with before, which is my sister Susan Williams on drums, and she played with Poetic Justice, Joy Harjo's band Poetic Justice,
right.
And then Willie Bluehouse Johnson, who I had met years ago in a band in Winslow, Arizona, and that became the basic element of Native Roots as we see it today.
I see. And talk about working with Skimmy. What do you think it is that he brings to the table that makes it work and has kept you wanting to do this project?
Well, first of all, he's a true Native and very humble person, and you know, he's flexible in terms of when things are done. He understands the concept of you know, take your time and do it right. And we work well together because we have things that complement each other. I'm not a lyricist, I'm not a vocalist, and he's not, his strength is not putting together all the various instruments that make a song. So by the time, you know, I'm able to do that element and he's able to do his element, that's the foundation of Native Roots right there.
I see. And talk about how music began for you. How did that start? I mean, obviously,
well,
you come from a musical family, it seems like.
I came from a musical family. My mom, you know, wasn't much of a musician, but she pushed music and lessons and music involvement in band. My dad was the one that really, 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 you know, played a lot of music at home. He wasn't a musician per se, but he was a music lover, and I got exposed to a lot of different types of music early on. And you know, some of the things that happened is just, well, first of all, you know, I was totally focused on you know, wanting to drum and wanting to play bass at an early age, and I visualized and I dreamed and I visualized and I dreamed to the point where, you know, when I first sat on my first drum set, I already knew how to play it, and everything went from there. You know, I've played in rock and roll bands, I've played in country bands, because back on the reservation in northern Arizona, you know, that's what you're going to play with if you want to play music. And then I did a tour in Europe in the late 70s, and you know, got exposed to, well, that's when I really saw the reality of reggae music and the power of reggae music is when I was touring Europe in the late 70s. Prior to that, I was exposed to reggae music through the the Native American movement and how Bob Marley's words of standing up for your rights really rung a bell throughout the Native American activists that I was around in the 70s. And then later on, it was just, you know, after that European tour, I came back and I shook my head and I said, you know, I know what I want to do and I know what I want to focus on, and I'm gonna focus on reggae music. And so I researched, I studied, you know, a lot of it was natural, and that's my focus to this day. I dabble in jazz, you know, I feel like I'm a well-rounded musician. You know, I understand the concepts of blues, jazz, reggae, rock and roll, but my heart emphasis is reggae music.
I see. So is it fair to say that that much of the songwriting within the band comes from Skimmy?
The lyrics comes from Skimmy. There are a couple songs that I wrote. You know, one of the songs that I wrote was Place I Call Home, and I wrote the lyrics to that, and that seems to be kind of like our theme song, in that, you know, it's usually one of our last songs, and everyone knows it, and it's a very simple song, but it says it all. You know, the idea of, you know, when you go back to the reservation, there's this element of, you know, now I'm home, and, you know, that's where all good things happen. So, you know, that song I wrote. Other than that, the song, the lyrics element is Skimmy, and I understand that, and I respect that, and I save that, you know, for him. My focus is the instrumentation. And I generally come up with a groove, come up with a, and I always try and vary my grooves, and many times I have a vocal melody and a vocal pattern, but I leave the lyrics up to Skimmy, and then he's the front man, and he's always been the front man in our live show, and, you know, I respect that, and I think he does an awesome job.
With that being said, of the catalog of Native Roots so far, what songs resonate for you the most and why?
Well, you know, one of the songs that, you know, that resonates, we have several songs, you know, and there's, you know, of course, Place I Call Home is an all-time favorite, but we have a song called Tohono O'odham People, which is, you know, a rhythm that I picked up in southern Arizona when I was exposed to the chicken scratch music of the Pima and the Papago way down south, and you know, in some of the dances near Sacatone. And then Skimmy was had friends from that area, and so we have a song called Tohono O'odham People, and man, that thing just rocks. You know, it's kind of like a southern Arizona polka type thing, but, you know, it talks about, you know, how the Tohono O'odham people are, you know, unique and wonderful people, but how that music resonates up into, you know, throughout the Southwest. We have a song called Rain of Love that, you know, is, you know, talks a lot about, you know, what we're all about, which is, you know, getting along and understanding and you know, love without compromising, you know, assertiveness and standing up for who you are. We have another song called Babylon Falling that it's kind of a mellower song, but I think that's some of Skimmy's best writing in that song, Babylon Falling, and that's just, it's a very beautiful and poetic song. I love that song. And the list can go on. I mean, we take our time and we love our music, so every song is important to us. We don't produce CDs and you know, just forget about each song. Every song that we write and that we produce, you know, has a meaning, has a purpose, and has love behind it.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard the band's music?
Well, I would like them to come away with a sense of happiness, a sense of native pride, a sense of euphoria in terms of the music vibration, and also just understanding that we are all one, and we're not only talking about tribes and races, but generations. A lot of times in modern society, everything is stratified by generations, but reggae music brings those generations together. And when we play, you know, we have little kids dancing with, you know, their grandparents, and I think that's one of the very, very, very great things of Native roots music and reggae music in general among Native Americans, is that, you know, it's not definable by generation. It's the young dance with the elderly.
Visit Native Roots at their official website, www.nativeroots.net. Here's the title track from their 2001 release, Rain Us Love. Hey, don't go anywhere. Aboriginal Sounds will be back with music from Martha Redbone, When Darkness Falls, and Nake Nulawa'un, so stay right where you are.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome to the second half of Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and we've just entered the freeform portion of our show, where you'll be hearing music from throughout Indian country, both U.S. and Canada. To get everyone ready for next week's show, I've got the soulful sound of Martha Redbone. Be sure and check out my exclusive interview with the NAMI-winning artist on next week's edition of Aboriginal Sounds. From her CD Skin Talk, here is Martha Redbone with Hard Living.
Now I'm tripping, so low. wind and salt and sea. We are the ones born into this time to change the course, to toe the line on. It is you and it is me.
That was the band Digging Roots with the title track of their 2009 CD, We Are. The band is currently in the studio putting the finishing touches on their forthcoming CD, and I've got a feeling you'll be hearing some of that right here at Aboriginal Sounds. Up next, I've got a band that we featured on our show last week. From their CD Bloodstone, here is When Darkness Falls with Corruption.
Mile of the fucking enemy's driving this wild.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Brevis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome back to Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and just a reminder to everyone listening, this show, as well as any show that you hear on rockwired.com, is available for download. That's right, just scroll to the bottom of the page and click where it says, Here. Also, if you're curious to see what's coming to Aboriginal Sounds, visit us at rockwired.com/aboriginalsounds.html, or simply click on the Aboriginal Sounds banner at the top of the page. Up next, from their 2009 album, Hang On, this is Levi and the Plateros with You're All I'm Dreaming Of.
One summer night in a new moon sky, I gave a star your name, brought a tear to your eye, brought a tear to your eye. I give you all I can give, love you all I can love. You got my heart in your hands, just let me be your man. And when I'm without you, you're all I'm dreaming of. You're all I'm dreaming of. I've got you on my mind, got a good love in my soul. I play the fool for your smile. Your spell is taking its toll. Your spell is taking its toll. Whoa.
Yeah.
listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music, exclusively at rockwired.com. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Revis, and their latest release, Do We Have to Beg? It's been 8 years since the band first electrified listeners with their stellar debut, and Revis has made up for lost time with a strong, sturdy collection of songs as evidenced by the lead single, Save Our Souls.
You took me way too high.
This is rock and roll. This is Revis, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.revisrocks.com. This message is brought to you by Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Put a little Rockwired on ya. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwired.com. Welcome to the final stretch here at Aboriginal Sounds, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and up next we've got the Mandan Hidatsa sisters, Danielle and Desiree De La Rosa of Miracle Dolls. From their CD Thieves and Guns, here are the Miracle Dolls with California, Here I Come.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Got it in my soul, and I let you go. Music's in my soul, it's in my soul, got it in my soul, Dre, let me know.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I'm a storm on the mic, thoughts born on the bass. Hot when I rock, hate, see the scorn on their face. I show, I prove, so marvelous. Dropping this hotness like lava, it's return of the ghost, my tomb where my heart lie. You feel the boom in your womb when my beat high. You wanna chill, wanna cruise with a sweet guy, but I'm with the game. I can't let the beads, I wait, resuscitate. If I left, I'd leave you less to hate. I'm a beast, you can't domesticate. Estimate, I'm great, well, let's debate. I slide in reverse, blood-curdling words. So fly on a beat, I be hurdling birds. Won't shut your mouth when I put it in words. I will take your girl and it's easier. It is, put your headphones on. Sway to the beat when I rock. Put y'all to bed, so long up in my head.
I'm gone.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. Oh,
I need a fireproof blanket cause I'm burning up. You say stop, drop and roll, but that ain't enough. It's like trying to put out a grease fire with water, but truth be told, it only makes me high the most. Like I said, this whole inch up in flame. Me ever up, man, looking like we, man, got it, she won't hear me complain. I do more to maintain, if bitch had ish, dog, she knows my name. We ain't one and the same, in the booth I reign supreme. Do the issue here for my team, make sure my niggas get seen on stage. Never in the cage, will I be? Hell no, that ain't the life for me. It took way too long for my soul to be free, and I still got a heart of liquid nitrogen. While I spit that ish mixed with oxygen, lethal combustion without a question. And don't doubt me, this is my weapon. So here's your lesson, pencils out. If it's too hot, then just get out.
In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire. In my mind, oh, I can't complain. In my soul, lose control, feeling like a summer rain. In November or December, set the winter on fire. Every summer, take you higher, cause my heart is on fire.
From their CD Scars and Bars, that was Nake Nulawaun with Heart is on Fire. You'll be hearing an interview with that band on our show very soon. Up next is the band Audio Pharmacy, fronted by Ross Kadi. From their CD You Forgot About Us, here is Audio Pharmacy with Mama.
Ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature. You can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it. She cannot be bought. I said, yeah, mama. Ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature. Call to the warriors. Bring on the troops. Bring the tanks and your soldiers. She will not be home no more. We taking over. Yeah, mama. Ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature. You can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it. She will not be bought. I said, yeah, mama. Ain't no controlling her. Bring up the temperature. Move for your culture. Move. Giving, I'm giving the same to that. What you been giving this day, you don't lose. Side of the struggle, we all bruise at you. Don't let the institution control your own views. Get educated and you can build your own schools. Be
independent but think collective. No rules, nobody rules you or your thoughts, and that's true. Mama, we're providing the crops, we love you. Mama, ain't no stopping her. Bring up the temperature, you can call the officer. Bring on the bombs and the guns and the onslaught. She cannot be on it, she will not be by. I said, on the offshore drilling her, make oil spilling her, hook landfilling her, clear cut filling her, bid while killing her, print dollar billing her, make man willing to rape and pillager. It's over. Enter the cops out on the block and they quota. Temperature drops and everybody getting colder. Who is a controller? Mama gon' show ya. You can never tame her, train her, or control her. You can only worship, caretaker, and holder. Mama is the life giver, taker, and owner of our spirit, mind, and body. Our life we owe her. Some will never know her power and never show her love and affection. She will never lose. Mama Earth providing our life. We love you, Mama.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Shkemi Garcia and John Williams of Native Roots, and to Melissa L. Sanchez of Emergence Productions. Join us next week as Aboriginal Sounds profiles Audio Pharmacy and their CD, You Forgot About Us. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com, online radio that rocks.
Same, I looked out at the moon.